This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has vetoed a United Nations resolution backed by almost all other Security Council members and many other nations demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Supporters called it a terrible day and warned of more civilian deaths and destruction as the war goes on into a third month. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council there must be a ceasefire.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences. We anticipate that it would result in a complete breakdown of public order and increased pressure for mass displacement into Egypt.
The vote in the 15-member council Friday was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood criticized the council after the vote for its failure to condemn Hamas attacks in Israel and to acknowledge Israel's right to defend itself. Taiwan's defense ministry says it has spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon in the Taiwan Strait, along with a large-scale movement of military aircraft and ships.
Taiwan says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. Taiwan adds, as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships had been detected. It said 15 of the aircraft crossed the median line that's an unofficial divider between the sides. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This